sitting in the green room, you're really anticipating your name getting called, and it's really nerve-wracking.
All my life I've wanted to play in the NFL, be a quarterback, and so this really is a dream come true.
I want to bring a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that's the goal of everybody in this organization.
I grew up in the time when the Oilers moved to Tennessee, and we didn't have a football team. And so I watched the draft one year, and it was the year that the Eagles took McNabb second, and I started following him. And then as I was following him, I started following the team, and I just became a big time Eagles fan. I got a bunch of Eagles stuff at home. So when I got the phone call on draft day, it was like a dream come true. Well, I really wanted to go to Kansas State because that was my first letter. So I was, pumped. I was oh, yeah, I want to go to Kansas State now. More coaches started coming to spring practice, and then I had all these letters, three shoeboxes full, and called my mom. I was like, hey, I think I'm going to commit to Oklahoma today. And she's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. So I called up the coach and told him I was coming, and then ended up at Oklahoma and had a great time there and won a lot of ball games. My mom, she stayed on me because, I didn't play a lot of sports until I got to high school, so. She was always, sports will be there, but if you get an education, no one can ever take that from you. And, I graduated college and got my degree, so, after football is long and done, I'll have that piece of paper to fall back on. I remember it like it happened yesterday. It was February 12th, and it was a Friday, and, I had finished workouts for the day. And my cousin called and was like, hey, the doctor called and said, your mom's, she's not doing well, and her medical condition took a turn for the worse last night. Because, it wasn't the first time it happened, and, it happened once and she bounced out of it, so I was like, okay. Then my cousin called me back and was like, hey, it's real serious. I'm gonna have the doctor call you. So the doctor called, and the doctor was like, yeah, your mom, her blood pressure just collapsed overnight, and she's already said that if she were to go under, she doesn't want to be resuscitated. So I was like, all right. So I called my aunt and I called my my best friend's dad, who I live with now, the McVaneys, and I was like, hey, the doctors called and said my mom, her condition is doing worse. Can you just go drive over and check on her? And he's like, yeah, I'll do that. And then he got to the hospital. He called me back about 30 minutes later and was like, hey, it's not looking good. You need to get home now. So I booked a flight of all days for a flight to get delayed. My flight to Houston got delayed, so I was just like, in the middle of the airport, my friend's dad called back and was like, hey, she didn't make it. I mean, it didn't sit in on you because, when somebody tells you something you don't want